Hello, my name is Nicole Tamari. I'm from Rutgers Robert Johnson Medical School, and the title of my research is Changes in Intestinal Gene Expression in Antibiotic-Treated Non-Obese Diabetic Mice. The overall goal of this study is to understand how intestinal gene expression is affected following antibiotic treatment in these mice and to correlate this to the timing of type 1 diabetes onset. In this study, we had three different groups of mice: a control group, the second group was a group of non-obese diabetic mice treated with antibiotics, and a third group treated with antibiotics but then given a gavage of their mother's cecal microbiome. Ileal and colonic samples were obtained from these mice at day of life 23 and 42. The gene expression from these samples was analyzed using RT-qPCR, and one gene was analyzed using an ELISA as well. My project focuses on three genes. One being Reg3 gamma, which is a host defense microbial peptide. The second being F2RL1, a G protein coupled trypsin receptor. And finally, zonulin, which is a tight junction molecule. The results of this study, Reg3 gamma, there was a significant decrease in ileal expression between the control and treatment groups and between the restoration and treatment groups at day 23. Other comparisons were not significant. For the F2RL1 gene, there was a significant decrease between the control and treatment group for the colon samples, and this difference remained significant at day 42. And for zonulin, for the ELISA and the RT-qPCR, we were unable to find any significant changes in expression. Overall, we were able to conclude that antibiotic exposure and restoration impacted ileal expression of Reg3 gamma and colonic expression of F2RL1. The F2RL1 changes is perhaps due to the greater trypsin activity in the intestine as shown in other studies. These changes may play a role in the earlier onset of type 1 diabetes in the antibiotic-treated non-obese diabetic mice. In the future, we hope to study the expression of these genes, of more genes, and ultimately determine the pathways involved between these genes that causes the earlier onset of type 1 diabetes in these mice. Thank you.